Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum everyone. Welcome back to a new episode of Youth Station. This is IRIB English Radio. I am Asma and here we have Zainab with us.
Assalamu alaikum dear Asma and dear listeners. Very warm welcome. We are on Youth Station.
Yes.
I have had this pleasure to co-host with Sister Asma.
Of course, the pleasure is all mine. Youth Station is just like home, so whenever we are here, it feels so much home.
Right.
Yeah, I hope everyone is doing well. And how are you doing, Zainab?
Alhamdulillah, I'm fine, Asma, and I hope everyone around is doing good.
Yeah, yes, of course, because, you know, these days we all hear stories and things and... Yeah, everything seems to be sad sometimes,
yeah.
But that's the way
and
of life.
And what's important is that it's very difficult to forget those things.
Yes, you are just hitting the nail on the head. Yes, to forget sad things. But you know, there's this question that I'd very much like to ask you. Which one do you think is harder, to be forgotten or to forget?
In one or the other way, both are. Difficult one.
But you know, I guess, to forget people and things is easier because you are the one who is doing that. So you don't understand that you're forgetting something. But to be forgotten is very sad because it is as if you have been omitted from the world.
It feels to us like that. But when I say that I found forgetting things as well difficult, was mm-hmm. again the same thing that we started with. Forgetting sad things is very difficult. So
yeah.
If you have like, I just heard...
Sometimes it's a blessing to forget.
Yeah, it is indeed. Indeed, it's a blessing to forget. Like we just had a colleague of ours who just passed away in accident just 1 week ago. And
so sad.
It's really hard to forget these things. It's mm-hmm. really forget. But, you know, with time we do forget. Like this colleague of mine was just 24 years old. And his mother, if she does not forget this, it would be like a disaster for her.
Mm-hmm.
So forgetting is it is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And
But it does not happen easily.
Yeah. But when it comes to like, you know, being selfish, materialistic and like, you know, very self-centered, to forget things is very, very easy. But then, to be forgotten is really much heavier, I agree with you, than to forget things.
Yeah. Because when you forget things, you are doing that. So maybe you do not just understand the amount of pressure that is coming after, the consequence of forgetting.
Right.
But when you are forgotten, things are pretty much difficult.
No, because it's in our pocket. it's being, like we are being attacked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now it's about us. It's about self.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It's...
But in some other times, to forget is also, I don't know, I call it a punishment. Or something, because sometimes you happen to forget things without even being aware of the fact that you're forgetting things. Like we have it in the Holy Book of Quran that I'm just saying the concept of that verse that says, Allah says that we make them forget us, you know, the remembrance of Allah. The people would forget that. And then just imagine, if I forget God, then things would come so nasty in my life without me even knowing them.
Yeah. I do agree. Yeah. I don't know why mankind is like that, but yeah, it sometimes seems to me like we are, just because of our selfishness, we forget things. And sometimes it's just because it's not in our hands.
It could have many reasons.
Sometimes
you know?
It's not in our hands that we forget things. Sometimes it's... because of many other reasons. But what is important is that what to forget, what not to forget.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are some things really, we should be forgetting them and like moving on in life. Because if we stick with some things all the time in our life, we won't be able to move ahead, move on in our life. Sometimes we get stick to some very nonsense things.
Like, yeah.
Especially like, you know, we as girls, we have something, this emotional factor is very, very, you know, strong. And then we are emotionally attached to so many things, mm-hmm. which
and
really are not necessary.
Like this, we're forgetting something, Zainab.
To have a sip of water.
Yes, exactly. We're forgetting to have a break. So we have to go for it in a blink of an eye and then we'll be back. Yes, you're listening to Youth Station. This is Arab English Radio. I am here with my dear Zainab, and we're talking about
forgetting.
To forget and to be forgotten.
Yeah, I was saying that sometimes we as women are like, you know, emotionally stuck mm-hmm. to some things, and it's really important to move on in life, stuck to some important things than very emotional or like unimportant things. So at that point of time, forgetting is important.
Yeah.
But there are also some points as well where I think that forgetting is like disastrous.
A crisis that happens.
Right.
Yeah.
Like what?
Like whenever we have parents that are far away from us.
Yeah.
They're living in another city and we just even to call them.
Ask me.
Yeah.
Ask me. It's a disastrous thing. And sometimes if I forget to call them, it's okay for me. It sounds very okay to me. But if they forget to call me, yeah. I make things disastrous for them.
Yeah, but you know,
because here I feel like I have been forgotten.
Yes, exactly.
But when I forget,
and that hurts.
Yeah, but when I forget, I take it very easy, and that should not be happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like the way I don't like to be forgotten, mm-hmm. I should not be forgetting as well.
The old people, you know, as we get older, we understand the feeling that our grandparents had. You know, they became so happy whenever many guests came to their houses. And we just didn't notice the fact that, okay, they have been so lonely for so long. So when someone comes to their home, it's as if they have got wings to fly with. So these things are very small things, but they have great effects on the elderly to visit
right.
them, to not to forget them. Even with a calling, with a simple calling, you can ask how they're doing, and then I guess that would do the trick for them.
Right. So Asma, this is word and sound for human being, and which has some link with forgetting.
Yeah. Insan comes from nisyan. The word nisyan in Arabic means forgetting.
Yeah.
So I guess it has got something to do with the nature of human beings, essence of a human being that has got linked with the word forgetting.
Yeah.
And as I just told you, it's a blessing because as human beings, we get so attracted to things, so linked to things, that we just don't want to get away from them. But just imagine all these people who are living in this world, they lose their parents, they lose their dear ones. If they did not forget, at least for a temporary time, at least for a short time, they would die. They would die of the much of sadness that has been poured into their heart.
And sometimes, like you said, forgetting is... We don't realize we're forgetting things.
Exactly. Now, but this one is very, very bad.
Yeah, we don't realize with time. See, Asma, like I have been, I think it's been 8 years I'm living in some another country, and I really don't have contact with all my dear ones I used to have long before. And sometimes if like after 8 years I get in touch with someone and then we start discussing, calling, chatting with each other, they remind me of things I really don't remember.
Yeah.
But that had happened, you know, in the past. Those
exactly.
things
have
had been in
beings.
Me. And they sometimes remind me of some of my traits, which I really don't even realize, which I have not even focused upon. And then I feel a pity upon myself. Why do I forget? Mm-hmm. Why don't I know that? Why don't I, when she can remember things, what has happened to me? Why don't I remember things? But I know at the same time when I am chatting with my old friend, when I'm telling her about some of the traits that I remember, I realize that even she does not remember what I am talking about.
You know, that's the whole idea behind living in this world, that we have it in the Holy Book of Quran, that this life is a test. Yeah. So we have been tested with many things, with our family, with our business that we have it in our, during our daily life, you know. So we have too many things to do, and it depends on our priorities, which one we respect more to take care of more. And if you take it this way, then taking care of other people is very much important. Not to forget to visit our family, to talk to them, to share moments with them, and all of these things, these quality time that we can spend with other people that are dear to us are very important, even if they are very short.
Right.
So what do you say if we go for a short break and then come back to give the gist of all the story of today's episode?
Yes, I do agree. Let's go for a short break.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Yes, the word forgetting might have so much of bad connotation, but we said that sometimes it has got a positive point in it for the times when you have to forget something bad that has happened to you, for the time that you have to move on in your life. It's good to forget, and it's good to work on it to forget. But we said that the bad types of forgetting is when you forget your dear ones, your responsibilities in this world, the duties that you have as an obedient of Allah, as a servant of Allah. You should not forget your responsibilities and duties. And according to me, and according also to all the verses that we have in the Holy Book of Quran, forgetting Allah is the worst kind of forgetting that could ever happen to a person.
Exactly.
Because just as you forget it, you would get deviated from the right path of prosperity.
Indeed. This is the worst form of forgetting, especially where we have come from, where we're going, what is our goal in this world.
Exactly, yeah.
This is something a person should, you know, always, always and always remind himself.
I do agree that this life gets us so engaged in a way that we feel in all these hustles and bustles of everyday life, we really forget many things. Even sometimes we forget ourselves, our true selves. We forget to talk to ourselves every night to see what have I done. Have I done something
wrong? Analyze
and
contemplate things.
Exactly, to contemplate on myself.
Right.
We even forget that. But as I just told you, all of these forgetting comes from the point that we do not devote a time not to forget Allah.
Exactly.
To speak to Him, to, you know, bear your soul out to Him and then have Him as a shoulder.
And He has, He's so merciful. He's so merciful, and He has kept a lot of ways for us to remind Him from time to time.
So, you know, my brother always tells me that whenever I'm so busy in my life and things get so speedy, something happens that makes me stay and have a break and think of God more and more.
Exactly.
Because the reason behind of all these things that happen all together in a way that makes me so busy, I feel like, okay, I need to rest for
take a
while.
Take a break.
And think and, you know, have a chit-chat with Allah. And to see where are we headed.
Exactly.
Am I in the true path or no?
I think that that's exactly happening because of this busy life, fast life.
Yeah, modernism. Modernism is bringing too much of disasters.
Especially the tech world, you have so much screen time and then you really forget what I have put on the gas stove, where I have kept my, I don't know, other accessories. And exactly. Unfortunately, for most of the people, they remember all the forgotten things in Salat.
Mm, exactly. Yeah, they remember everything there. So, Zainab, I wish we could have had more time to talk about it because this is a very interesting topic. Forgetting has got too many things in it.
Yeah.
But then that's time and it's flying so fast and we have to say bye.
Yeah. And I hope you don't forget me ever.
Of course. So, dear listeners, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Wish you best of luck in your life and may God be always on your side. Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.